there, everybody. A little bit late today, better late than never, as they say. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records, we talk about your life, we talk about how you can communicate better with your soul's information. And the way this show works the best is when you phone in questions or you send me questions. Now, if you'd like to email me questions, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom. Or you can call in, and we can talk personally. And the telephone number in the U.S. is to call is 877-876-5227. Or worldwide, you can call 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to dial direct, our country code is 01, and it's 530-876-3222. So I am so glad to talk to you, so glad to be here. Got an interesting email today, and one of the things, and this is from Lucita, so hi Lucita, and we welcome you to call in anytime you like. But what last week I was talking about stuff, and what I noticed is that sometimes you folks hold back and you don't call in. Some people have said they hold back calling in because they like to hear what I have to say. But I've got to tell you that the best way to make this show rich is with your phone calls, like I said, or your email. And Lucita sent in something, and she said that she was commenting about letting go of the past. And so I'm going to read the quote that she read, and let's just have a talk about it, because I have some interesting... I have some comments. The quote was, "Your vibrational." I don't know where the quote came from, so I can't credit anybody. So maybe Lucita will let me know where this came from, so I can credit the right person. But the quote is, "Your vibrational offering now directly impacts your rendezvous with all the future probabilities you have launched since birth. Birth being your vibrational escrow." This sounds like Esther Hicks stuff. An analogy is from seed to the time an apple tree actually produces fruit, 5 to 10 years. It required watering and care all that time before the fruit would be produced. So maybe birth is the good path to look at. And this is an interesting concept. When we think about a tree, and they're talking about an apple tree, that actually produces fruit. I never knew that it took 5 to 10 years before an apple tree would produce fruit, but you know, it certainly makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, after all, when an apple tree grows, it's coming out of that little itty-bitty seed, and then it grows to a sapling, and then it has to get a good, sturdy trunk on it, and that takes a few years to be solid in the ground. Now, what does that mean to us? It means that for us to really be able to move forward on our path, we need to be solid in our grounding. We need to have our foundation ready. We need to have our roots really well established or well dug in, if you will. And it's not so much that we have to stay in one place. But what I'm getting from the record keepers as a response to this analogy is that we have to feel confident where we stand in order to be able to move forward on our path. And so in order to move forward on our path, we really need to search out what parts of ourselves make us uncomfortable or make us feel not safe or not solid on our path. What part of ourselves is shaky or needs to be braced against the wind. And so as we grow spiritually, as we grow, from the time we're a little kid, you know, with emotionally and physically and spiritually and mentally, but as an adult, you know, there are different phases of our growth. And there are different times in our life where we feel more comfortable than others when it comes to moving forward. But when we feel the most shaky to take those steps, we have to look at, if we're afraid, we have to look at where our foundation is. What part of our foundation isn't anchored so that we feel that we can move forward? Now, there are some people that just love to take a chance, throw caution to the wind, and will go ahead and do whatever they feel like doing in time they want to do it. And boy, that's great. If you're one of those people and you're successful, that's fabulous. But for the people out there that are struggling with what they're supposed to do and they're not sure what they're supposed to do and they're just feeling really uncomfortable with what they're supposed to do, then what we want to do is we want to be able to really look at where your foundation is. And what part of your foundation aren't you trusting, or makes you, or what makes you feel, let's say, I don't want to say fearful, although that may be the right word. The other word that's coming is shaky. So that's something to think about. You've come in to this lifetime, okay, with a vibrational escrow. You have many probabilities and possibilities to create a life that you truly want. There are many ways for you to go on your path, and so it really has a lot to do with which ones you choose. And the way you choose those is based on which brings you most joy. Now, when you're trying to figure out what brings you the most joy, if you're having a hard time with that, it's time for you to take a look and find out how much not having joy is helping you stay stuck. Because there are many people out there that don't have any money, that are really very poor, but are extremely happy. And they are extremely grateful. And so we really want to look at who we are and what we're doing and how can we break through the pattern. How can we break the mold so that we can move on into our greatness? So here's my offer tonight. If you would like some insight as to what is going on in your life, I want you to email me your current legal name and then call me on the phone and let's talk. Let me take 10 minutes of your time and help you get a sense of what's blocking you from being all that you can be. It's an offer that I'm offering to you now. But I need you to email me, and I need you to just be willing to listen, okay? Just be willing to listen to what is going on. Okay, now. Oh, there's a call. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Can you speak up a little bit?
Can I speak up?
Yeah, it's hard to hear you.
Okay, hopefully my producer heard that. Who is this?
Okay, that's better. I also took you off speakerphone. So.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
Rebecca, and I just sent you an email.
I got it, okay.
Okay.
All righty.
First of all, I want to say thank you very much. I called in a couple of weeks ago and had been having problems with giving up my power to people.
Okay.
And as soon as I hung up from you, a person called, but I had already regained my power, and there was a whole shift in our conversation and relationship. So I just wanted to say that was so awesome.
Oh, cool. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you so much. And I've kind of got three things going on all at once. It's going to be job and moving. I guess maybe there's two things there. And my job is ending next month, and I'm just wondering, what the records have to say about my new job coming up.
Do you have one already in mind, or you're waiting for it to show up?
Well, there's an opportunity that interests me a lot. And so I've applied for it, and I know that there's some things that I need to do to get ready for it technically.
Okay.
I just need to know if that's an area that I need to put my energy in, or should I continue to, you know, look at other areas, or, you know, just get some guidance on that.
Well, I got to tell you, Rebecca, this is not the time to do all or nothing.
Okay. So what
I'm hearing here for you is that this is the time where you really need to be open to what your heart says.
Okay.
And what I'm also getting is that there's a, it's an interesting sensation they're giving me. It's like a tingling in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And the tingling in my throat. I just want to ask, why are you showing this to me? Why am I getting this for Rebecca? Okay, so the tingling in my throat has to do with you going within and speaking your internal truth, fear-free.
Okay.
So I don't know they're not showing me what this new job or new opportunity is. But whatever you're apprehensive about, you need to be real straight with yourself about whether or not it's a fear or whether it's a reality that you don't want to deal with or whether it's a real probability of a challenge in this new situation. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I kind of do. So I need to go within myself. I'm just going to try to recap here.
Yes, I need
to go within myself and speak truthfully. Does that mean I need to speak truthfully to myself?
Yes.
About what I want or my fears? I guess part of
both.
It. Okay. Okay. And then when that comes through, go from there?
Well, yeah, because what I'm hearing is that there's something that you're a bit apprehensive about with this new position or new opportunity.
The fear that I won't be able to bring forth what they need.
Now, is that true?
No.
Well, who inside of you is telling you that that's a possibility?
The possibility about getting this position?
No, about not being able to fulfill it. Whose voice is that you're hearing?
Oh, it's the little child.
And so if in fact you had a little kid in front of you that was afraid to, and then what they're talking to me about is that was afraid about going on the roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But they really wanted to go on the roller coaster.
Right.
But they were afraid to go on the roller coaster. What would you tell that little child?
Oh, come on. We'll have fun. Don't worry about it. I'll be here with you. It'll be a blast.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the same way with this opportunity is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and see, another thing is too, this causes me to step up to the plate even more.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of like there's part of me that goes, do I really want to have to work that hard?
Well, that's funny to say this. As soon as you start talking, what came right before you said, do I really want to work that hard, the thing that the record keepers wanted to assure you of is that you are truly not lazy.
Okay.
That's not a part of what you're, that should not be an issue here.
Okay.
Because what you have to look at is how much will you enjoy what you're doing, because when you enjoy what you're doing, you're not going to work hard at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's something in me that says if I prepare what I need to do technically, then that opportunity will come for me to at least have an interview. But the universe hasn't opened that door because I haven't been ready. And so as each day goes by, I don't sit down and do the things I need to do. However, I started doing those today.
Good for you.
Good for you.
And so do you know of a specific opportunity that you could prepare for?
Yes.
And is this the company you want to work with?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
One of the co-founders of this company took a big company forward during the dot-com era.
Okay.
So there's a lot of creativity and just a lot going on.
Well, what's going to be important to you with any position is you have to have your own autonomy.
Okay, and explain that, what that means.
What that means is that you have to have the freedom to be able to be creative. You have to have the freedom to make your own decisions. You don't. It's like there might be a supervisor involved or somebody that, but it's not about you having to answer for every move.
Oh, no. In this case, it's considered a startup in a fast-paced environment. The hierarchy is flat. So,
right.
You know, yeah, there's not going to be a lot of hand-holding or anything like that.
Right, right.
Yeah. So.
And so well, the other thing you may want to have a conversation with your little one inside is where do you need the most permission to go forward? That's a good question for any of you out there.
And give me an example of what that means. I hear what you're saying, but I don't quite get it.
So the idea is that there are many times we get held back. Humans hold themselves back because they have an underlying belief that they don't have permission to succeed.
Okay.
Because somewhere, someone, somehow told them that it wasn't okay to be successful, powerful, wealthy, happy, joyful, productive. I mean, all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And within that realm, within that little kid within us, there is sometimes a piece of us that has not gotten full permission to move forward and be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you're doing your internal work, it's going to be helpful for you to sort out and look at or consider, is there a place within me where I haven't given myself permission to succeed?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, no, I mean, do you understand how that fits in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. And that actually, you know, you're a real catalyst. There's a lot of people listening here that are on that same page.
Right.
Okay. Because it's really important that we take a look at how have we given ourselves permission. I'm writing this down because it's good information for me too. Mm-hmm. I learn a lot when I do this show.
We're all writing.
Yeah, exactly.
The universal pen is going like crazy.
Exactly. You know, and we can always listen to the archives too if we miss something. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, another thing is that this job means commuting, and I know the commute's going to be too much for me. They all need to move as well. So it's kind of like a catalyst in which I also do need to move. But it's kind of like, wow, once the ride starts up, you know, it's going to be fast-paced. And, you know, there's that fear about, can I do this? But I've done it many times before. So.
Well, and what's the difference in age group between the people you'll be working with and you?
Probably about 15 years.
Are you're older or younger?
Older.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about that?
Actually, that hasn't really been a problem. Most of my friends that right now is probably 15 to 20 years younger than me.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So that's not an issue.
Yeah, the only thing is not getting too tired, and I already know that. That's my big fear. What if I get too tired? And so I need to, like, minimize my commute and those kind of things. So.
Well, what the question is what if, when you're asking yourself questions like that, the recommendation from the records is not to ask yourself about what would happen if.
Uh-huh.
It would be, how can I create balance in my life so I'm totally energetic?
Oh, okay.
Does that make better sense to you?
Yes, it does, because then it's like creating balance would mean moving closer, you know, downsizing from all this stuff I have.
It would also mean saying no when you mean no.
The boundary thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, it's really about self-care.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I found today I was allowing myself to be distracted instead of focusing on what I needed to focus on.
And so when that happens, you really need to talk to that little kid and ask her what she's afraid of.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for kind of these life refresher courses. I mean, I've heard this, you know, but each time I go to a different level, so to speak, or a consciousness, it needs to be reinforced because somehow we have selective forgetting.
Oh, yeah.
And so, anyway, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I'm writing all this down. I really appreciate all that you do for us and just to help raise the consciousness on the planet. It's just a wonderful thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So here's what's really important. You live in California, right?
Yeah.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends to listen.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. You asked me if I lived in California and then what?
I said tell your friends to listen to the show.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm blank and listen.
Listen to the show.
Yes. No, I do, and I'll need to also start doing that again as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do a survey here.
Okay.
I have an opportunity to possibly move the show up to 7 o'clock Pacific rather than 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Would that work better for you?
Yes and no. I'm more toward the later night person.
Okay.
So, you know what? Let me just kind of ask some of my friends if they wanted to listen to a show on the radio, what would be a good time for them?
Good. And email me, will
you? You bet. Yeah.
I need to make this decision, and I'd love to. And the whole purpose of this show is to do it for my listeners. So I really want to be able to get your feedback.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I have a kind of a big email list, and I'll just send out a thing and say, if you were going to listen to something on the radio, what time would work for you on Sunday? See what they
say. And if you have a big email list, you got to email all those people and tell them to listen in.
See, there you have it. There you have it. I will do that as well.
Hey, and you know what? I just want to say this before I forget. Next week, all right, Rayon, the lady from that does animal communication and the whales and the dolphins, she's going to be back on with me.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I want y'all to listen in. To we're going to have a good conversation, she and I.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Boy, I got to tell you, people are really listening in more to the animal population.
Right.
And they've been so intuitive all along. And really just listening more into them. It's so wonderful the way everything's coming together right now. It's actually quite exciting times of what's going on Earth.
You betcha.
Where it's all starting to heal. And you've been a real catalyst in doing that as well. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you, Rebecca. You be well.
Okay.
Let me know how it works out.
You bet, I will.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so we have another email from Althea, but I have no question. So I just have Althea's name. Great. So, Althea, time for you to call in. For those people who would like to know, I bet you that's Althea.
Yeah.
Hey, you made it.
And yes, I'm going to be on next week to listen to Rayon. I did make an appointment with her. I have it on Wednesday. I'm so excited. I am waiting for you to come up with another class so I can come out and be with you.
Okay.
And not this month. And 7 o'clock would work perfect because for us, you know, I know you're in Chicago, but, you know.
No, I'm in Ohio.
Okay, so mountain time, you know, this is, you know, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, in Cleveland, where I'm at, it's 11.
Yeah, so for
now.
You, it's a little late. I don't know, maybe you're a night owl, you know, but I mean.
No, it's just what showed up, and it was really in the cards for me to do it, but now there's a chance that I could move up, and so, you know, if for some reason you guys tune in and I'm not, you know, always check the BBS website to find out where I'm going to be. It's either going to be this time or an hour before. So
well, my advice would be ask your heart.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm definitely going to do that. But it just came up right before we got on the air. So
oh, perfect.
I figured I'd do a listener survey.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so Althea, what's your question?
Okay, well, this is perfect timing. I think your caller, you know, was nailing a lot of the things. Okay, the tarot cards I pull every day is you already know what to do. It's time to fly. And I'm really ready to fly. But the one hesitancy that I have is, what form do I fly? You know, there's a part of me that really wants out of my house, out there working, and there's a part of me that gets nervous when it's going back into the psychic arts because I wanted nothing more than to have an at-home practice and did that for 3 years, and at the end of the third year, I wanted nothing more than to be out of it. And that kind of wishy-washy, you know, dreams came falling down that's really like a difficult area for me to go in and, you know, heal.
So you're not sure if you want to do a practice as a psychic or if you want to go and work for somebody else? Is that
yeah, that's where I'm at, and I feel like,
work
you know,
for somebody else as a psychic or work for somebody else doing what?
Like, just get a job at this point, just to, you know, just to make money to kind of save up money to do more training, get more skills, update my skills, that kind of stuff. Like, that feels right for me, because for me to just open up the door, like, it literally opens up that wound, because when I was ready to leave, I mean, I can't tell you how quickly I wanted the person out of my house, or, you know what I mean? It was like I was done. I didn't have the patience anymore. I didn't have... I lost the connection, and I was starting to go into self-doubt, too. Which
yeah, but
is
that's
like,
because you were working psychically, Althea, and the time for you what I'm getting right now is that what you really want to look into and experiment with and just try on is a way of working with people that is not taking responsibility for their future.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I kept getting people like wanting me to do that.
Right, and I
started feeling like I was graying.
Well, but the thing you have to understand is that what's coming forward from the records is the pressure you were under was the pressure you were putting yourself under was the pressure of being right.
Ah,
and the fear was if I'm not right, they won't like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I could lose everything if I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there's not so much of that now.
Right.
It doesn't feel as real to me today.
Right.
But, you know, it's like I could be like, okay, whatever.
The idea is that you really want to look at whether or not you want to work psychically or not.
Well, that's what I've been, you know, like when I get the card, you're ready to fly. I'm like, I don't think it's that.
No, it isn't. The idea is it doesn't have to. You do not have to work psychically to be able to work and support and help people.
Uh huh.
I don't consider myself a psychic.
Uh huh.
You understand that, right?
No. I didn't realize that. That's
I'm not a psychic.
Uh-huh.
I don't use psychic energy. I don't use third eye energy. I don't use gut intuition energy. The source of what I work with is the Akashic Records, and the energy source of the Akasha is the heart connected to mind that goes to source.
Mm-hmm.
If you've listened to this program at all in the past, notice that the record keepers will rarely tell someone, A, specifically what to do without suggestion. They rarely will tell the future.
Okay, so then, like, psychic arts as a just a blanket word. Okay, I love being connected to source. It's
okay.
I love it. It's when I feel most whole. You know, like daily intuition, that kind of thing.
Uh huh.
So I'm driven to still do that. Maybe what needs to shift is how it's done.
Well, maybe your energy source needs to shift. So what's being said, you're naturally drawn to the Akasha. Maybe what you want to do is consider working in the Akashic Records and working as an Akashic Record consultant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then maybe ready to soar is looking into different fields and, you know, like the Kasha and seeing how, try it on.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So maybe ready to soar is more like ready to take some training at various things and see what feels good.
Well, when you think of something soaring, what's the first feeling you get?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
It's feeling like I'm solid within myself. That's what soaring means for me.
Okay. Some people would say soaring means freedom.
Well, freedom to me is know thyself, really.
Okay. But and I'm not questioning what you're feeling. I'm just having a conversation with you.
Yeah, me too.
And so the idea here is that if in fact for you to soar means that you feel really super confident in yourself. Okay.
Right.
Then what would be important is to is to begin to gather information to know yourself about what brings you the most joy in the here and now.
Mm-hmm. So self-discovery and just get out there and try a few different things.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then I'll know. Then,
yeah.
Right.
Because it's not about being right.
Right. I'm hearing you on there.
It's not about being right.
It's shifting from that paradigm.
It's about being happy.
It's about being happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so...
And joyful.
And joyful, yeah, you know, my tag word. So in terms of then if I want to get out there and self-discover, then I just need to, you know, get some type of job that, you know, helps pay for that to bring that into reality.
Right. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. I mean, you can, believe me, once you go out and get a day job, you can't. Well, you're gonna be real happy to get back into working with people from a metaphysical point of view.
Right. I'm just nervous to open up that door because I don't want to open it up based on the past and how I operate it.
Well, the reason, but you have to understand one of the reasons that was like that before is because your boundaries weren't clear.
Right.
Your boundaries weren't clear. You felt responsible for fixing them, and when they didn't get fixed, you felt like a failure.
Yeah.
And that doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, so if I reopened it in a different way with stronger boundaries and the knowing that I have
a different intention.
Right.
See,
okay.
Here's the other piece. When you can focus on fixing someone and taking it personally if they don't take your information,
mm-hmm.
then you're making the consultations about you rather than them.
Right.
And so now you can choose to make it about them and really cut the cord about whether or not they choose to listen to you or not.
Right.
Because whether or not they choose to listen to you or not is, in other words, like, it's not an ego base here.
Right.
They're free will choice. You know, as long as they spent their money and they paid you for your time, you've given them the best you can get for the highest goal. The highest intention of the information that you have.
Right.
And what that individual chooses to do with it is totally up to them.
Right. Okay, so this really opened up some doors for me. So essentially, you know, it's okay, reopen up the doors, reopen it with the boundaries I know today, get out of ego and open up, you know, and let go of what happens in the situation. Just let it go.
Yeah, but the other piece is if you're going to open the door with a real clear intention of the result that you are interested in creating.
Right, and that I'm still, you know, I mean, I know I keep getting that ready to sourcing, but I'm still working on that one.
Good.
Okay.
So you don't have to do anything. There was like, you can go ahead and just begin to use your various feelings as a barometer to what feels good and what doesn't feel good.
Right. It makes sense, Donna. It really does. And I do look forward to studying with you on the Akashic. I'm looking forward to on the 20th or next Sunday. That's going to be fabulous.
Good.
And, you know, I'm really throwing myself out there just to see what floats my boat and hopefully a practice comes together with clear intent this time.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, when you're scheduling from a point of view, what's so important is for us to remember balance. It's so important. So you can't overwork. It's not appropriate to overwork yourself.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate for someone to dictate to you. It was like when you're working with a consulting practice, it's important for you to understand how many consultations a day will make you will feel full.
Yeah.
And what line you need to draw and say I'm not doing any more than this.
Yeah, I learned that. I recognized. Well, also I just recognized with certain clients, you know, that I couldn't do more. I was done.
Right.
So I do recognize that. I think for me, it's just getting over the hurdle of the fear. the fear of like, oh hell, you know, oh my god, I'm saying yes again, and am I going to say no tomorrow? You know, it's like this wishy-washy stuff I have going on.
If you say yes today, will I say no tomorrow about what?
About, like, doing the work. I mean, for me, you know, it's like I'm not, there's days I feel really driven to do it, and then there's days I just don't.
But it's the days that you don't are the ones that you're concerned because you feel like your energy's being sucked.
Right. I know. I mean, I did sign up for Sonia Chochette and her stuff, you know, because I felt like I can learn some really good business boundaries there. And, you know, and I've talked to you about your work. I mean, I feel like I need additional training. That's what I feel like.
That's what you need to do. But remember, nobody can suck your energy unless you give them the straw.
Right. Thanks.
Right. Don't be the flavor of the day, you know?
Yes. Yes. You know, you're great. I love you. And I really appreciate it because I know this is about standing in my truth and my strength and, you know, the beauty of my heart and all that good stuff. And I know that that's what's being triggered here, you know, just to really own it, really go for it and see what happens.
Or not.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I say that is because it's your free will choice. You need to do it because you want to do it, not because you think you should do it.
Right. And I want to do it because I want to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If it's not fun, don't bother.
Yes, I hear you. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
I'll talk to you. Okay, I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You guys are great. Keep those cards and letters coming in. I love talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, cool, cool, cool. Okay, so we know now who the quote was from. The quote was from Tassie John Norton. Okay? I've never heard of Tassie John Norton. I would love to talk to Tassie John Norton because I'm not sure who that is. But I will have to Google Tassie John Norton's name later after we're done with the show. Another question came in. I love this stuff. Again, keep on calling. But here's an interesting thing that you, in fact, may find that you can identify with. There's part of us out there, there's some people out there that are walking around afraid that people are really going to find out who they are for multiple reasons, okay? Some people fear if people really knew who they were, that the people couldn't handle it because the light would be so big. And they're afraid to admit that for fear that somebody will think they're conceited. There's other people out there that are afraid to be who they are for fear. I'll get you with you in just a second, caller. Some people are afraid for people to find out who they really are because they feel that they're like an imposter. So you've got two ends of the spectrum there, and we will go ahead and talk about that after we talk to this caller. Hi, caller. How are you?
Good, good.
And what's your name?
I'm Tassie.
Oh, you are Tassie.
That's me.
Are you Tassie, the one with the quote, Tassie?
No. No quote.
Well, that's right.
That's my friend Lucida, I think.
Yeah, but she just said Tassie. Oh, maybe this was your question.
Yes, my question.
I apologize. Okay, got that all wrong. Lucida sends me this information and this great quote, so I say, okay, who's the quote? She sends me your name, so I'm thinking you're the person who did the quote from before. Okay, but it's your question we're talking about here.
Yes.
Okie dokie. All right. So talk about who do you believe you are, and why do you believe people can't handle it, and how we can help you with this?
It's more...
And you're speaking because nobody knows anything else but Tassie right now.
I didn't
know. Huh?
I didn't hear what you said.
I know your name. So you, I'm just saying you can go ahead and be very, very safe here.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just, what I was trying to explain, but I'm not a very good writer, is that I kind of have noticed that I have a kind of a, it's almost a subconscious awareness that I have to be really gentle with people because they couldn't handle. It's like I feel like they can't handle who I really am, what I really have to say, what I can really see. It sounds a little egotistical, but I...
Say again?
I said it may sound a little egotistical, but...
No, no. In other words, like when you say they can't handle what you can see, are you talking about psychically?
Yes.
Okay.
It's more energetically. I would say I'm extremely empathic.
Okay.
I would say I live in the energy world more than the physical world.
Okay. And so, when you get a hit on someone, what do you do about that?
When I go hit on them?
No, no. Like you get a hit, like you get some information, like you see something.
It's more, okay, let's see. I feel like I always have to be so careful and gentle so that they can handle it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. But okay. But what I'm saying and what I'm asking you is how do you approach them?
Well, I just kind of, every situation is different because every person is different.
Okay, so you're in a grocery line. And you see, and you're sensing something's not right with the person in front of you.
Okay.
What do you do?
If I don't know the person, I probably wouldn't say anything.
Okay. And if you knew the person?
I guess I would ask if I was supposed to say anything, and then if I was, I would. But it doesn't always get received well.
Because you're asking spirit if you should say something, right?
No, I'm asking I'm trying to take responsibility for my, my fear that they're going to not be able to handle what I really see.
And so therefore, when you have that fear, typically things that you say aren't handled correctly. Is that right?
Yes. People sometimes pull away from me when I do speak my truth.
But what the record keepers are encouraging you to notice.
Okay.
Okay. Is that when you get information about someone,
okay,
you then ask spirit, am I supposed to share this? Do we have it right so far?
Yes.
And then if spirit says you go ahead and share it, then what do you do?
I share it.
But you don't ask the person's permission before you share it. Is that right?
Correct.
You may want to approach it in a way that says, I sometimes get intuitive information. I just received some. Are you interested in knowing what it is?
Okay.
By asking their permission, and somebody may say no to you.
Uh-huh.
Somebody may say, no, no, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't want to know anything about that. Then you have to honor that.
Okay.
Do you understand the boundaries here, Tassie?
Yeah, so I was just, if I felt like I was getting the information to share, I wouldn't ask, it was like, I wouldn't ask the person too. I wasn't taking, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't taking the physical person into account.
Right.
Okay.
And that's
got
very
it.
Important.
Yeah.
Because if somebody just came up to me and said, you know, I just got some information about you, and they just blurted it out, I wouldn't feel good about it either, because I personally would feel invaded, and I know better.
Okay.
So sometimes if you've gotten people that have pulled away, it's because you scared them. Because they're saying, especially, how did you know that? Why are you telling this to me? And all that stuff. And it's because the boundary that you crossed over is not asking their permission to speak, because it's really about them.
Okay. Well, why would I get that information on them if I wasn't supposed to share it?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I think that's the question you need to ask Spirit. A, you need to say, where is this coming from, and why am I getting this?
Good idea. Okay.
Okay. And so it's really important to know your source and know why it's coming to you. Because it may be coming to you for you to become aware of something that's happening within you.
Uh-huh.
Or there's so many different reasons it could be happening.
Okay.
It may be coming to you just for you to observe a reaction in someone. It may be coming to you for you to understand boundaries. I mean, they could go on and on with possibilities. They may all be right, and none of them may be right.
Yeah.
Because it depends on the individual.
Okay. And just
helpful?
So you know, I don't walk up to people all the time and do that, but it does. Anyway.
Well, I'm sure you don't, because I'm sure it would be kind of dangerous. I mean, I can't, you know, I mean, it would just be something that would be uncomfortable for you, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Okay.
But here's the piece that you need to understand, coming from the records, and anyone else out there that has gifts that they're trying to refine. The refining of the gifts that we have chosen in this lifetime have to do with us understanding why we brought those gifts in, and how we can best serve humanity with them.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to understand that sometimes we're given gifts just for the mere fact of learning our boundaries around them.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point I had not even thought of. Okay. Well,
you're a magnificent human being. And a great spirit, you know, lives within you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And it's really about loving yourself enough to allow yourself to receive that angelic information and to be able to I'm trying to get the right word, transmute it, to send it, with all the love that you carry in your heart.
Okay.
So sometimes we get information on people that may or may not be accurate, just as a heads up that that person needs us to send them love and light.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's all we need to do for them.
Yeah, I think I'll ask for a sign, like, If you're supposed to send light to them, I'd like to see roses.
Well, I think it's always appropriate to send light, because the being that we're sending light to has the free will choice whether to accept that light or not.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's not a boundary thing, because I am kind of interested in this boundary thing. So by sending light to somebody you don't know, it isn't an invasion of their boundaries.
No, because their higher self has a choice of receiving it or not.
Okay.
So you send it with the intention of light for the highest good, if in fact they would like to receive it.
Okay.
It's like praying for someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I'll get off here so somebody else can.
We're almost done with our show anyway, unless somebody else wants to come in real quick, but I hope this is helpful.
It is.
Good. All right, well, the other thing is, I've just got to tell you, though, Tassie,
mm-hmm.
You really got to start writing that book of yours.
What?
I said, you really have to start writing that book of yours.
Oh, God. Okay.
You obviously know what I'm talking about.
I hear you.
Well, but here's the deal. What's really important to understand about what comes through is you don't have to be right. B, all you have to do is write it down. And C, just collect the information and then decide what to do with it.
Okay. I can do that.
Yes.
You are the second person today who has told me that. That is just weird.
Well, I tell you what the record keepers tell me to tell you. That's what I do. That's the way I earn my living. That's what I do in the show. I tell everybody who I talk to, I tell them exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And so what the message was for you is that. And it's really important that you don't have to worry about grammar, spelling, editing. Just gather the information, document the information, and gather it, and then decide what you want to do with it.
Okay. That's a good starting point.
Yeah. Let yourself off the hook.
Okay.
Okay? And start sending yourself that light and love you're so good at sending others to others.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm working on it. Thank you very much.
All right. So everybody send love and light.
I sure enjoy your show.
What?
I enjoy your show.
Well, good. I'm glad. Tell your friends.
Okay.
Thank you, Tessie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Bye. Wow, this is great. You guys were great tonight. Wow, look at those wonderful calls. I'm so energized when you call me. It's wonderful. And so much information gets shared. So all the people that you know that didn't call in tonight or didn't listen, tell them to jump up on those archives and they can listen to the show because this was lots of good information. Okay, so somebody emailed me and wanted to know when the next level 2 for the Akashic Records class is going to be. And that level 2 is going to be at the end of this month, actually, on the 27th, 28th, and 29th of March. So that's here in Cleveland. Next weekend, and if you are having any challenges with money, if you are having any problems or you want to understand what your core issues are and how you can release them and get rid of them, I'm doing a prosperity marketing class through the records here in Cleveland, Ohio. And it's a great opportunity. It's 2 days, and it really will help you get clear not only on what's blocking you, but how to release it. So if that's of interest and you're in driving distance or flying distance to Cleveland, Ohio, call me. My personal line is 216-691-1233, and I have some spaces left. In fact, it's going to be a nice small class because there's not hundreds of people in this thing. It's a nice small class, so you have individual attention, okay? And it's very reasonable because I want people to be able to afford this. So call me and let's get on the bandwagon to change and shift your financial aspect today. Okay, next week we're on the line with Rayon Laurie Anderson, who is going to be talking to us about what Puda the cat, that she channels Puda the cat, the dolphins, as well as the whales. We're going to be talking about wonderful energy, and I hope you all tune in. Check the BBS time because it may shift, but I'm on station 1 and I love you all. So we're going to close the records by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of these wonderful beings of light, both seen and unseen. We ask everyone listening, we ask for them that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everyone. Have a miracle-filled week, and get your questions ready and call in next week. Bye-bye.